Earth and Sky.
Asteroids have been pummeling the Earth since it was created 4.56 billion years ago. There's still lots of rocks flying around out there, and they do occasionally hit Earth.
You are listening to astrophysicist David Helfand of Columbia University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Helfand is featured in National Geographic's television series Known Universe: Cosmic Collisions, premiering April 1st. He spoke more about the risk to planet Earth from killer asteroids with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Helfand, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Good to be here.
Are people today in danger from asteroids? What's the risk and what's the evidence?
Asteroids have been pummeling the Earth since it was created 4.56 billion years ago. The risk back then was a lot higher because the Earth was actually accumulated by millions and millions of chunks of rock floating around in the solar system that came together under their mutual gravity. And the solar system has been cleaned out a lot since that time, but there's still lots of rocks flying around out there, and they do occasionally hit Earth.
These asteroids, where are they coming from, and what puts them on a collision course with Earth?
Well, they're left over from the formation of the solar system, and the largest concentration of them is in a belt between Mars and Jupiter, so pretty far away from Earth. But these asteroids collide with each other occasionally, also suffer gravitational tugs and pulls of the other planets, and they get out of that orbit far from Earth and tend to cross the Earth's orbit, still orbiting the Sun themselves, but cutting across the path the Earth takes as it goes around the Sun. If the Earth happens to be in the way when an asteroid is coming by, the Earth's gravitational tug will pull the asteroid in, and it will slam into the Earth at speeds of something like 20 to 30 miles per second.
Are scientists 100% ready today to find any dangerous asteroid in time to prevent a collision with Earth?
No. We are engaged in a process of systematically surveying all these rocks flying around. Now, these, of course, are cold rocks. They're out there in space, and so they only shine by reflected light from the Sun. And if they're very far from Earth, that reflected signal is going to be very, very faint. Right now, the survey is pretty complete for objects larger than a kilometer in size, although there still may be a few of those out there looking that we haven't found yet. But for objects down to things that are, say, 100 meters in size, size of a football field or something like that, those were not even close to cataloging all of them. We know in principle how to do this. It just takes lots of telescopes, lots of big cameras, and time and money. And people are engaged in the process of cataloging all of these. Of course, that's just the first step. Once you know where they are and can measure their orbits so you can predict when they will cross the Earth's orbit, then that's part of the story. But, of course, it doesn't do you anything to protect against them. There's another threat that is going to be much harder to ever protect against, and that's from comets. Comets exist much, much farther from the Sun, way out beyond the orbit of Neptune, in fact, perhaps a third of the way to the nearest star. So they're very, very far away and completely invisible and will remain completely invisible from Earth. Occasionally, interactions out there in the so-called Oort cloud of comets leads to one being thrown into the inner solar system. And that won't be visible until it's, say, maybe at the orbit of Jupiter or something like that, just a few months away from reaching the Earth's orbit. And those are completely unpredictable because we can't see where they come from, so we don't know what their orbits are, and we'll only see them a few months in advance. If one of those has the Earth lined up in its sights, then we're in big trouble.
So what's the leading strategy in place today to prevent an asteroid collision?
Well, there may be some theoretical strategies, but there are absolutely no practical strategies to prevent an asteroid collision with Earth. We obviously can't alter the Earth's orbit. It's been as it has been for 4.5 billion years, and we aren't even close, even in the imagination, to altering Earth's orbit. So that leaves us with the option of altering the asteroid's orbit so it avoids a collision with Earth. Several ideas have been proposed, throwing up nuclear weapons at them, throwing up a satellite that, if you know many decades in advance, the asteroid on one trip around will collide with the Earth. You put up a satellite that gravitationally tugs it away a little bit. so its orbit changes ever so slightly, just enough to miss the Earth as it whizzes past. Those ideas are, in principle, doable. We understand the physics perfectly well, but they would be very expensive to implement, and very little has been done to implement.
An asteroid that many people are talking about, this asteroid Apophis, which will whisk by Earth in 2029. What's important for people to know about it?
Well, I think it's just a reminder that these rocks are out there. There's essentially zero chance of that asteroid hitting the Earth in 2029. We've calculated its orbit pretty precisely, and we know where it's going, and it's going to miss the Earth and the Moon, go between us, and keep in its orbit around the Sun. But it's just, as I say, a sort of reminder that these rocks are out there. And on a long timescale, civilization might well want to think of ways to prepare to deflect one of these should one of them actually have Earth lined up as a target. The very big ones, the ones that have global consequences, such as the one 64 million years ago that killed the dinosaurs, are very rare. They hit the Earth roughly every 100 million years or so. And they do have worldwide consequences, and they will cause the extinction of a large fraction of all species on the Earth. The smaller ones, the ones that are, you know, the size of a house or something like that, could produce devastation were they to land in a particular city. But the smaller they are, the harder they are to find in advance, although the easier they are to deflect in their orbit. So it's always a trade-off. It's not something that I think people should lose sleep over when they go to bed at night. There are many other problems that the world faces that are far more immediate and threatening. But should one of these happen, the consequences would be substantial.
You've been listening to David Helfand, chair of the astronomy department at Columbia University in New York and president of Quest University in Canada. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.